Eastern Congo is a human rights and humanitarian catastrophe. How can we put an end to such human suffering? There is no magic bullet that's going to fix it. The problems are complex, and so the solutions need to tackle numerous angles. But it is possible. Firstly, we have to end Congo's culture of impunity. No democracy can work without the rule of law. In Congo, if you kill or rape or torture, the chances are that you will be promoted, not arrested. Starting a rebellion is seen as the fastest way to promotion. This must stop. Secondly, protect Congolese civilians. Of course, this is the job of the Congolese government and its army, but they are too weak to do the job. Congo's army is corrupt, it's ill-disciplined and abusive. So, we need the United Nations to help protect Congolese people while its army is reformed. And there are 17,000 blue helmets in Congo, but they're thinly stretched out across a vast country, and they can't be everywhere at once. The UN Secretary General asked recently for additional troops, but so far that call has fallen on deaf ears. There has been a parade of foreign ministers visiting Congo over the past few weeks, all of them making concerned statements. And of course, words are nice, but action is what's needed. Just last week, dozens of people, many of them young men, were killed in a place called Kiwanja. The United Nations needs more troops, and it needs those troops quickly to ensure that such horrors stop. Lastly, Congo needs lasting solutions. This requires diplomatic engagement, not just when Congo is in the headlines, but actually on a sustained basis. African and other leaders must put pressure on Congo and its neighbor Rwanda to stop supporting each other's enemies. And they must help mediate solutions between the Congolese government and the rebels that results not in more bullets flying, but in an end to the killing of civilians. None of this will be easy, but the world has forsaken Congo too often. It must not do so again.